The Cortez Building, formerly the Hotel Cortez in downtown El Paso, is an ornate example of the Spanish colonial revival style popular in the 1920s. El Paso architect Henry Trost designed the 11-story building with elements of the Renaissance, Moorish, and Baroque styles. It opened as the Hotel Orndorff in 1926, replacing an earlier hotel on the east side of the historic San Jacinto Plaza. Hotel owner Alzina de Graaf spent nearly $1.5 million on its construction. She died before it was completed. The Hussmann Hotel Company bought the building in 1927 and expanded the property. A 1928 booklet celebrating the expansion was titled A Castle of Old Spain on the Plaza of El Paso and compared the structure to a Spanish nobleman's mansion. The Hussmann Company later held a contest to rename the hotel. The winning entry was Hotel Cortez, after the Spanish conquistador Hernando Cortez, and a nod to the building's style. Tan brick covers the facade. At the main entrance, an elaborate cast stone portal rises 5 stories. It's topped with a broken pediment and also features portrait busts of conquistadors. On either side of the entry portal, ornate brackets support 2 balconies. Elegant arches on the second level are separated by stone pilasters and medallions. The arched spaces, now filled with French doors, speak to the building's original decorative base, which has been modernized on the entrance level. This opulence continues inside with ornate wrought iron, glazed tiles, and carved hand-painted wooden beams called vigas. The Hotel Cortez closed in 1970. The building changed hands several times and survived a fire and major renovations. It's partially restored and now houses offices. The restored 10th floor is home to the El Paso Community Foundation and to the Old City Club. Formerly a private club, it now hosts meetings and receptions for local nonprofits in this castle-like building on the edge of Far West Texas.